Well, the handsome bust, that would be of number 13 himself, Mr. Dan Marino, ooh, Hall of Famer. Ooh, we're nice. Pleased to have here on the set, and thank it you, makes all you, the sense you. In the world to talk about the progress of the Miami Dolphins. Your thumbnail sketch as to where the team is right now.
You know, I think they're getting better, and they've been inconsistent this year. Really, that's what it is. They played, they're 3-3, 500. I thought they could have won some games that they lost, them, especially last week. They probably should have won that game. And Ryan Tannehill, you know, the problems that he had last year, they're starting to creep in a little bit. And some of them are, you know, just the third down passing and you know, having trouble in the red zone. I used to call it the green zone and in the red zone. And just making plays when I have to have it. There's times, you know, offensively, you have to make certain plays in games to put the game away or to win the game. And they just got to be more consistent.
Is the town excited? I mean, is the vibe good, or is it like, oh, we're going to wait and see?
It was when they were 3-3, it was really good, you know, because they said, hey, you know, we got a team here that could maybe challenge New England in the AFC East, and now the three losses in a row. So now it's like anything. Now they're questioning whether they're going to be a playoff team or not. I think they'll be there at the end and compete for a playoff spot.
Big news this week, Bryant McKinney, right? Going down there in a trade. They've had major issues with protection down there this season. Will that make a difference?
I hope so. I mean, if you're looking at, you know, some of the problems they've had, it has been, you know, pass protection. And not only just the offensive line. I mean, if you look at them, sometimes their backs have had some issues as far as picking up blitzers and stuff. But I would say that, you know, it's going to help. I mean, obviously, they know what, you know, some of the issues are if they're going to trade for a guy or pick a guy up off waivers.
You know, you look at teams around the NFL, Pittsburgh Steelers, the Giants. I mean, just go down the list. Dolphins. If you have offensive line problems, it ruins your whole football team.
Well, I mean, if you can't throw it from sitting on your back. No, that's for sure.
I want to ask you, you're right, you can't, and it has been rough. There's been some easy sacks and everything. But when you look, well, what is the buzz about Ryan Tannehill? Are people excited about him, or are they still waiting to see? Because you look at a lot of young quarterbacks in the NFL, the fans, the media, they're all in. They're the guy.
So I would say that overall, everybody is still waiting to see because, you know, there's been some inconsistency, and that's just the case with a lot of young quarterbacks. And he is, I think he has the talent to be, you know, a very good quarterback for the Miami Dolphins for many years. I think it's just putting people around them and continuing to do that.
Well, you know, they put people around him now. Mike Wallace was a big paycheck coming in.
Yeah, that was a big paycheck. Yeah, and I think they felt like they had to get a guy that could, you know, kind of take the top off the coverage. And
have they hit some deep ones this year?
They've hit a couple.
Yeah, they've
hit a couple.
Yeah,
Mike Wallace can get open, and even against Buffalo, he did some moves. He gets open deep, and they're getting the ball. They're trying.
Last week, he had a couple long.
He had a big one last week down the sideline. Yes.
Look here, Dan. So you mentioned to us off this segment here that the possibility does exist that down the road you could be back in the front office. Does that appeal to you down the road?
You guys are putting me on the spot today, aren't you?
That's the idea.
Oh, my. You know, I would think – I always think about getting back involved in football, and you see how John Elway, how successful he is. I mean, it's something that, you know, you look at, and maybe I'll consider it.
See if you can get Peyton to come with you.
Yeah, that would be a nice one.
That's it. That's what it's about.
America's
get Chris
guest.
To go with you.
Look at him.
He
can have his own segment again, too, another segment.
America's guest, Dan Marino, here at Inside the NFL.